Hi there. Welcome to a Friday edition of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 414, and I'm your host, Steve Webb. The LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. We have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, and the New Testament is track two. Each day we alternate those tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes. Our scripture today is Matthew 9 from the World English Bible. Let's begin. Matthew chapter 9. He entered into a boat and crossed over and came into his own city. Behold, they brought him to a man who was paralyzed, lying on a bed. Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the paralytic, "Son, cheer up, your sins are forgiven you." Behold, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man blasphemes." Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," then he said to the paralytic, "Get up and take your mat and go up to your house." He arose and departed to his house. But when the multitudes saw it, they marveled and glorified God, who had given such authority to men. As Jesus passed by from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax collection office. He said to him, "Follow me." He got up and followed him. As he sat in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with Jesus and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are healthy have no need for a physician, but those who are sick do. But you go and learn what this means: 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.'" Then John's disciples came to him, saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples don't fast?" Jesus said to them, "Can the friends of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch would tear away from the garment, and a worse hole is made. Neither do people put new wine into old wineskins, or else the skins would burst, and the wine be spilled, and the skins ruined. No, they put new wine into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved." While he told these things to them, behold, a ruler came and worshipped him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." Jesus got up and followed him, as did his disciples. Behold, a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years came behind him and touched the fringe of his garment, for she said within herself, "If I just touch his garment, I will be made well." But Jesus, turning around and seeing her, said, "Daughter, cheer up. Your faith has made you well." And the woman was made well from that hour. When Jesus came into the ruler's house, he saw the flute players and the crowd in noisy disorder. He said to them, "Make room, because the girl isn't dead, but sleeping." They were ridiculing him. But when the crowd was put out, he entered in, took her by the hand, and the girl arose. The report of this went out into all that land. As Jesus passed by from there, two blind men followed him, calling out and saying, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he had come into the house, the blind men came to him. Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They told him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, be it done to you." Their eyes were opened. Jesus strictly commanded them, saying, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread abroad his fame in all that land. As they went out, behold, a mute man who was demon-possessed was brought to him. When the demon was cast out, the mute man spoke. The multitudes marveled, saying, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "By the prince of the demons he casts out demons." Jesus went about all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every sickness among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were harassed and scattered, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest indeed is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore that the Lord of the harvest will send out laborers into his harvest." May God bless the reading of his word. You know, I don't know how many times I've either read or heard this chapter. Hundreds of times, I'm sure. And you know how you can hear something and understand the words just fine, but not really understand? Well, as I looked again at this chapter, specifically verses 14 through 17, all of a sudden I said to myself, "Wait, what?" Let me read it to you again. "Then John's disciples came to him, saying, 'Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples don't fast?' But Jesus said to them, 'Can the friends of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch would tear away from the garment, and a worse hole is made. Neither do people put new wine into old wineskins, or else the skins would burst, and the wine be spilled, and the skins ruined. No, they put new wine into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved." Okay, well, I got the part about John the Baptist's disciples asking why Jesus' disciples didn't fast, and Jesus answered that the friends of the bridegroom don't mourn while he's with him. But what in the world do new patches on old fabric and new wine in old wineskins have to do with any of this? And why have I never noticed this before? Well, the last answer is easy. Sometimes I tend to be dense. Okay, here's what's going on here. John's disciples had been with John for some time, and it was appropriate for them to fast and even mourn because John was at that time in a Roman prison. And did you notice that when John's disciples asked the question, they also included the Pharisees in the "we fast" group? The Pharisees fasted because they liked to show how religious they were. They made a show of it. Side note, Jesus had instructed his disciples that when they did fast, they were to do so in secret so as not to make a show out of it. He didn't want them to try to look religious like the scribes and the Pharisees did. Okay, back to my main point. Jesus' disciples were still new. They didn't have the benefit of much training yet, and they had not yet had much experience that would strengthen their spiritual muscles. So asking them to fast more than the regularly observed Jewish fasts was more than they were yet prepared for. It would be like putting a new patch on old fabric or new wine into an old wineskin. It would cause them damage. Jesus does challenge us when we're ready. He does challenge us, but not to the point of destroying us. Sometimes we're right on the brink, but never over if we hold fast to Him. Your thoughts? If you'd like to leave a comment, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 414.lifespringmedia.com, or you can tweet me at _SteveWeb_. Hey, between now and Monday, tell a friend about the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. And how about making a stop over at support.lifespringmedia.com over the weekend and making a value for value gift? Have a great weekend. Until Monday, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.